everybody. Welcome to The Consumerist. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ricky.
And we're your hosts.
And we're back.
Ah, we're back.
We are back. We have just done the math, people. Everyone. We are back for season five.
Season five. 2 years. We've been doing this for 2 years.
We had a dream on the way to Edmonton.
And we're doing it. We're living it.
We're living the our true best life right now because we are here together. Yes. We did our little midsummer check-in, right?
We
did.
We promised you we'd be back. We didn't give a firm timeline, but...
We didn't give a firm timeline, but we felt like fall is truly in the air. And what does fall mean to you?
New beginnings.
New beginnings.
It's like the fresh start, right? I know, new clothes. Clothes.
Right?
Come on. It means clothes. It means fashion.
It means fashion. It means what's my candle of the season?
Oh, it just means adding layers, adding stuff layers
and
to the
adding
house.
Things to the house and kind of nesting, leveling up your nesting game and everything. So it just seems a little really fitting that we should start our season five now.
Moments, this whispers away from fall.
Whispers like away from fall, summer. Last days of summer.
So good.
Feels so good. So Sarah.
Oh my God. Well, I'm sitting here in a full tracksuit, but. she came
athleisure.
I'm wearing Chanel though. So thank God for that.
Which one?
I put on the nighttime for you, the Privé, you can experience the night vibes.
We have truly been going on a Chanel fragrance journey together. Sarah, I think you need to get two of the exclusives.
Yeah.
And I think that's 1957 and Sycamore.
Coromandel.
Oh, Coromandel.
I do like Sycamore, but I think it's Coromandel.
Is
that
better.
One that I got in the car.
Right. Yes. So Sarah picked me up one day and I was like, such a powerful, I'm not saying powerful scent. I'm saying a power scent. Unmistakable scent, right?
So good.
And you can't quite place it because it is so expensive. This is the thing.
Bougie.
It's so expensive that not everyone has this, right? So, and that's part of the appeal because, the higher you go up in the price chain. there are a few, right? What did you say?
I said the only appeal.
The only appeal. And you can tell. When you smell it, you know that they're using next level materials. They must be because it's just unlike any other thing. So I got into this car and I'm like, I feel this for you. I want you to enter a room. I want people to either cower or run away from you or run to you.
I love that.
Because of this scent. You know what I mean?
I love that.
What do you want to evoke in people?
Both. I want to be feared, but I want to be loved.
Exactly.
You know?
That's it's the like vibe. A, kind of like Evita. How Evita smelled. So, so that was great. And then, so I'm like, I love this. I feel it. And I was so on board. And I'm like, next time you pick me up, please put on 1957 so I can have that same experience. And then it's more like effervescent.
Yep.
And what is it? There's a headier feeling. It's a little in the clouds.
It's more classic
ethereal.
Chanel.
It's classic
too.
Chanel, right? Whereas Sycamore Coromandel, Le Lion de Chanel. And if no one knows what I'm talking about, how dare you? And
you have to go to
Saks. You need to go to Holt Renfrew. You need to go to a Chanel boutique, a Chanel beauty boutique, and just spend some time. They should be delightful. At that level of game, they should be a delight.
And if they're not, get their name and number, give it to us, and Ricky will go educate them in the joy, what they should be doing. So,
absolutely.
And I'll record it for you guys.
Absolutely. So go spend some time, investigate these scents. They're almost all of them are perfect in their own way. They're almost perfection.
For scent making,
Chanel is so good.
It's just, it's incredible.
And of course we love number 19 and Coco and Chance and number 5 and all those on Cristal. They're all really, really good. So we've been on a Chanel journey. At that same time, I don't know if we mentioned this.
What?
My boy brow. Did I mention this on the podcast?
Yes. Okay. When I was in Arizona,
I'm realizing that same one, and I use it every day, wearing it now.
So good.
It's just perfection. Yep. It is perfection.
Amazing.
It goes to show you that part of it is product formulation, but part of it is also the color match. Mm-hmm. To have an expert match that color on your face, because it's not necessarily what you think. I tend to go to browns and stuff, but he was like, gray. You need cool. It's great.
Yeah, it is. But it
looks... Yes, but it looks right, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so 1 year with that pencil.
Amazing.
One full, almost 1 year we're coming up
and
on.
And we, you know, we're not loyal. We're not super loyal. Well, remember you, like you've been jumping around with, this is a loyalty to an eyebrow pencil
was jumping
you
around, had. But also for eyebrows, mark my words, I will fall in love with an eyebrow product and it'll be discontinued within days.
I know.
It's
I know.
Like a pheromone goes out that like they receive and like... Ricky cannot be happy with the brow, you know?
Like, it's true though. I feel like there's so many products that that's happened to. There was like this Verse, like mask thing that went away that I loved. That was just like from Shoppers. Just one product they discontinued. The Clarins moisturizer with the SPF in it.
Oh no. And also the Clarins. Remember I took you by hand. Like I was like, come here. You need to buy
powder.
This Clinique powder that is like, it's a true clear no tint blotting powder for oil. So gone. Discontinued. The lady was like relishing it. This is like she had a
she really was.
She was so happy to tell us. Like I did not appreciate that.
And she was like, it was mere days ago. Like the drama of this woman in Shoppers. I was like, lady, listen.
And don't use the word mere to us.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh my gosh. Well, and you know, that also we've been going on our walks every Sunday morning, 9:30. I didn't even tell you this. I went to bed at 4 a.m. on Saturday and I was up at 8:30 to be at that walk.
That walk.
I know
is
I can't
so
miss it.
Revered. We can't miss it.
I can't miss it.
And I have to say, like, this walk we've done now throughout COVID.
Oh,
and
my
now
gosh.
We've resumed
yeah,
it
years.
While I've been back, like years.
Yeah.
And it is so great. And it's in like such a great area of town. It's where we deserve to be. So we just go and kind of hobnob. And it's so life affirming.
So
it's such a good thing. And we go by this like Perfection Church.
Oh, and yes.
Right. And there was a church service. Like they were ringing the bells and the doors were open. They were beckoning us in. Like
it
they
was
were like,
so good.
Come in. And fashion was being served within these.
Yeah. Remember that
halls.
Little girl in the cape?
Yeah. There was a girl.
Like a 3-year-old.
Yeah. Like kind of like a duchess look. Like so it was good. Crazy. Like princess look. It was so good. And I was like, I think I need to come to church. I need to go to church.
Guys, so just we to dress be, up. We might be going to church. Just we might.
We will
this might be a new
that.
Journey. We're going to go to church just for the outfits and
because
the community.
And
they
the
have
community.
A rainbow flag flying
and
in front
rainbow
of the church.
Flag. It's a good, it's Anglican. Like we know. Where we stand with that, right?
Totally.
And totally inclusive. It's radically inclusive, probably. And like, so such a good vibe. And where, you know, when you buy something, you're like, I have nowhere to wear this.
Yes.
That's where you wear it.
Oh my gosh. I have so many outfits that I could wear to church that I'm like,
that's where you wear it. And people used to go to church.
Do you think you're allowed to wear leather to church? Is that too much?
I think it's good as you are. If it's a leather vibe.
Maybe we'll like ease our way into it.
Maybe they have to get to know us first. Like,
yeah. Like if I rolled in a leather dress, like that might be aggressive. That might be a bold move.
Like, is it with a bare shoulders leather dress? Remember that
Yeah.
One?
Well, no, I got a new one.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Because that might be a bit much.
Like, yeah, I'm not going to wear I'm not going to wear a leather bustier to
It's about
to
leather
church.
Bustier.
That's not what I'm. No,
more
no, no.
For like this, evening service.
Leather is huge this fall.
It
if you guys,
really
if you're looking
is.
For something oh vegan leather,
leather
and like,
hey, leather skirt with oh, like a check mm-hmm, blazer mm-hmm. and give me some loafer action. Stacked loafer.
Bought it. I bought 4 there. Leather things in the last week.
That you, that, whatever I described right there,
yes.
You could wear to church.
Now I have.
I firmly believe that.
I bought leather shorts. Obsessed with them. Last week I wore leather shorts. A Rolling Stones t-shirt and a giant oversized houndstooth blazer and like 4-inch heels. Loved my vibe. I bought leather. So I have 2 short leather skirts, 1 long, 3 long leather skirts, leather pants, leather jacket, leather shirt, leather bustier, leather dress, 2
it.
Leather dresses. Like just go buy it. Just go do it.
Every time I am with Sarah, she's like, I just spent like $1,500 in 5 minutes. Like I don't
honestly,
know what's
going on.
It's
am,
like, it's a,
I don't
it's
know
a
what's
heightened
happening.
Pitch. Like it's not even like we have a podcast about shopping and you're scaring me.
I know. It's like I'm doing these like once a month, just like frenzied shops
frenzied
and I'm
shops.
Like buying all
okay,
this stuff.
But we do have a new attitude, right?
Yes.
We do.
We
okay.
Do.
So okay. Sarah came to me with like Some people talk about the Tao of poo and, like, you know, the alchemist, like, the, you know what I mean? What? Like, deep things, like a passage they read in, a special poem.
Yeah.
She came to me and she's like, I think I've unlocked the key. And that is the key to a successful outfit pulled together. What is it?
Accessories.
It's accessories.
Guys, we're doing accessories.
We were focusing on, you know what I mean? Like
the basics, the things underneath, but the basics, we have the basics. We have all of those things.
And we don't wear them because they don't come together right.
Yes.
But what brings a whole outfit together?
The jackets, the purses, jacket, the necklaces, the shoes, the hat, hats.
The earrings, the makeup, watch,
the lipsticks,
the lipstick, the perfume, the Chanel perfume that draws it all. You know what I mean? You show up with 1957 on, and that's what people will remember. So, so, okay.
Okay. But word to the wise, let's just like before, just so we don't, this is not, please heed our advice from last month, our fedora rant. I don't want to see fedoras. I don't want to see hats on the back of your head.
I don't want to see
like chunky earrings and chuck. We're not saying like chunk every accessory you have on your body.
Let me tell you.
No.
You know what? I have always take one thing off. Put it all on, feel good, and then look at it and start taking it off.
Totally. Just
shed something.
Just, yes. But it's like a cool jacket, like a topper, you know, the pants, but like that kind of stuff. Here's the thing.
Keep your accessories. Your accessories should be the most expensive thing in your wardrobe.
So true.
Okay?
Yeah.
So in that case, you don't have as many. You shouldn't have 10,000 earrings.
That's so true.
You should have, I don't know, like a Paloma Picasso, Tiffany earring that you put, pulls everything together or like the perfect thing. Like what is, I don't know what it is for you.
Well, we're going to find them.
We're going to find
that. Going on a journey this fall.
I've already been like sending Sarah, like we've definitely been sending us each other a lot of like high ticket items.
So good.
But everyone throws around investment a lot.
Yeah. It kind of is. I mean, I did send you a $3,700 purse yesterday.
It's hard to wrap. It is hard.
It's hard to wrap your brain around that, but
it's hard.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the fall brings. You know, changes in the air. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
What about like a squarish camera, like a Gucci camera bag?
Yeah, I have been eyeing them. YSL does one too. That I'm this is a classic. It's not like going anywhere.
That I like that shape. I think is super classic and really good.
Yeah. And also, you don't have to go that crazy either. You don't have to go like that high end. But there's just, it's just investing in good things. And
well, I mean, you know, there's high end and there's quality. There's a certain matrix of high end and quality that you need to find the sweet spot for the price
and your life
and your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right. So it could be a Coach bag that's really well made and beautiful.
Yep.
And it's $800 or $600. And that's like perfection for you. Or it could be like a Bottega Veneta that's like $5,600. I don't know, you know, or Chanel boy bag or something like that.
You get a
maybe
little
maybe that's
windfall.
What it is.
Exactly.
But I don't know what that is for you. But there's definitely luxury out there that's not high quality.
No. Oh,
it's throwaway. Like it is, it's just fast fashion.
Yes.
So you have to know what you're doing on these types of purchases.
You've got to spend time. You got to think about it. You got to do your research for sure. So
if you were to buy like a great pair of shoes right now, what would it be?
Have you seen the Chanel flats that everyone's freaking out about, the quilted Chanel flats or the Gucci loafers? The
Gucci horsebit loafer.
I honestly keep thinking about those loafers.
I think slides. It's very you.
I know.
I really do. And I think for like your lifestyle too, like you're kind of, it's a daytime look.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a girl about town.
It's a girl about town for day.
Yes.
I'm not sold on exactly what you need for night shoe. Like what do you love?
I do love a heel.
And you feel good in a heel?
I do. Yeah. I've been wearing heels a lot lately, much to don't tell my chiropractor. Sorry.
I know.
Sorry if you're listening. No, I know. And okay. And just as a caveat, like, yes, we're going to focus on accessories, but like, I mean, let's be rest assured. I bought
outfits.
Four dresses last week.
We're still buying outfits.
I bought three sweatshirts. Come on, guys. But
come on.
I'm trying. I'm trying to expand my horizons, but this is a good time of the year too, because you get to go through your closet, you get to get rid of shit, you get to pack up summer clothes.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't care how much space you have, put your summer shit away, because what it feels like, then you bring it out.
Did you see my sack of summer waiting to be zipped up? Yeah, no, you have to get it out of your closet.
Get it out.
First of all, you need to let your fall clothing breathe, because it's usually knits and woolens and stuff. So it can't be just piled and stacked in bags, and like, get it out.
Yes.
Assess what you need cleaned. One thing that I've felt like a good habit that I think I've started is repairing. A hemming.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing that will make something sit in your closet forever than something that needed hemming or a slight adjustment or something
Absolutely.
Like that.
And I feel like we've talked about this before. And actually, it's so funny. So I ordered a leather skirt from Nordstrom the other day. It was like $100. It was too big in the waist. Everything for me, hips are tight. I feel like every woman, like, you know, half the world.
Like, very narrow waist.
Yes. Yeah. Hips are like perfect, but then the waist is gaping. It's too small, or it's too big in the waist. So I was going to return it, but I was like, I really love the skirt. I know if I go down to a small, it's not going to fit. Like, it's going to be too, or I'm just going to be like not as comfortable. It's going to be tighter in my butt, and then I'm going to feel weird in it. So I was like, honestly, like, just keep the skirt. It's $100. Yep. I'm going to take it to the tailor for like $25. They'll bring the waist
and
in.
And we know who we go to now.
Calvin. I'm going to take it to Calvin. It's $25.
Perfection for that.
He'll take it in, and it's
and
great.
It's worth its weight in gold, because now you'll wear it.
Totally.
Like, that's just all there is to it.
And there was this thing of like, well, I bought it, it should fit perfectly. Well, no, because like, yeah, I'm not, there's no
not
one,
a, it's
nothing
not bespoke.
Perfectly.
It's not couture. Exactly. Like, you're buying off the rack, and that's going to happen. Like, it's hardly ever going to fit perfectly. Unless there's like American sportswear brands or like, you know, things that you know are your size. Like, I know I'm a Ralph Lauren medium for shirts.
Yeah.
And I know my neck size at Brooks Brothers. It's easier for men, because some of the sizing is more standard.
Women's That's sizing. What it is. I have everything from, I'm not even kidding you, an extra small to like an XL in my closet. Like, it is wild, the sizing out there for women. Yeah. Like, you can't. That's why online shopping can be so difficult, specifically for women, because it's like, you know, a size 28 at Zara is very different than a size 28 at H&M than at like Aritzia.
So you're perpetually just buying and returning.
One of my friends joke. I always have a bag of returns on the floor. And like, when I get that bag of returns off the floor, but the thing is I go to return it, and then I come back with something, and it drives me crazy.
Here is one thing. And this this is one thing about the accessories thing.
Yeah.
And fall.
Oh my gosh.
And the transition.
Yeah.
A beautiful friend and viewer. A listener.
Oh, yes.
Wrote in.
Victoria. Shout out to Victoria.
Thank you, Victoria. And she was like, I need some guidance on leather jackets.
Yes.
And I just invested in a leather jacket, which Sarah knows the pain.
I picked it up. It came to my house.
And it was like, no one worked harder on getting me a piece of clothing than Sarah for that leather jacket.
It was worth it. When it arrived at my house, I was like,
and you were like,
oh my God.
You were like, can I tell? Like, I don't know what to do. You were like nervous. It was beautiful. Like, it's a beautiful piece. And I'm so glad I have a leather jacket in my life.
Oh.
You have the perfect leather jacket too. Well, it's not
vegan leather.
It's vegan leather.
I know. I've had this jacket for 8 years.
Honest to God. Is it still going strong?
So strong.
This is the deal. This is the buy of the century.
It's a unicorn. Victoria? It's a unicorn. And I hate to be like, it was truly, people are always like, oh, I really need a good, every time I'm wearing it, people are like, oh, I need a really good leather jacket. Where's this from? I'm like, it's vegan leather from H&M. It was $60. And I bought it in Ontario. I was with Carrie, and I remember we were shopping, and like, Mila was little. So this was a long time ago, and it was the dead of summer. And I was so hot in Ontario, and I tried on this leather jacket, and I was like, am I really gonna like buy this leather jacket? I'm in Ontario, I'm gonna bring it back to Alberta. Like, I did it, and I am so glad I did it.
I love
crazy.
This.
That's the thing. You just have to go into the store.
You do.
You just have to try
you
on,
just
try
have
on,
to go
try
and
on.
See. Like, we can definitely, so the leather jacket I got is it's called a shot.
Oof.
And it's like the classic, it's kind of like the one that Marlon Brando wore and like the one that
it's
James
beautiful.
Dean had, like that type of one. And they updated it. It's called the Perfecto. So if you wanted to do something like this, I don't know if they make women's Perfectos, and it's the classic kind of like biker.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really, I love this guy's style. Jeremiah Brandt. He's Nate Berkus's husband.
Oh.
Do you follow these guys?
No.
Anyway, well, he is like the singularly most stylish man I can think of. I don't love him. I love his style. He's just like perfection.
Oh,
and
so
he
amazing.
Cares so much about it. And I'm like, okay. But he wears this like Celine. Oof. I think it's Celine or YSL. Like something like this biker jacket. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I love this jacket. I'm sure it's the most beautiful jacket to put on. But when there is a classic out there, that's mm-hmm. the original, and that everything else is just an imitation.
Yeah.
Go investigate that original.
Yes.
Like Ray-Bans, for example, like yeah. the Wayfarer.
Yeah.
Why would you go to Gucci and buy a pair of that shape or Tom Ford for like $600 yeah. when they're $180? They're made in Italy.
And
they're
the
polarized lenses.
Yes.
It's from like the 1940s. Tried and true style. Go do that. Like go get the original.
You're so
first.
Right.
Go
yeah.
see what it's like. But anyway, so the shot, I have a shot, but there's an All Saints store in Calgary now. So
oh,
All Saints
yeah.
is kind of like this, I don't know even where it's from. It's European. It might be like,
I don't even know.
Nordic,
yeah.
Maybe it might be Scandinavian actually, or British. Yeah. See what that is. Anyway. So I tried on an All Saints leather jacket at Nordstrom in Scottsdale, and it was awesome. I loved the fit. It was like $600. It wasn't, you know, you should, if it's pure, if it's real leather, you're going to spend quite a bit of money. If it's vegan, you found a deal of a century. Even a vegan leather. That's
lasted that long.
Yeah. Like you can't even.
Shape.
Yeah. But I would say like other brands, but we will do our due diligence. Like Mekaj.
Yes, we need to try some
good.
Stuff.
You know what I mean? Like, we have to go see.
Mekaj would be really good. All Saints is UK. It's British, which,
it's
yeah.
It's British.
Yeah.
So All Saints at Chinook. Now there's a store.
Yep.
I would go check out Maj and Sandro at the Bay.
Oh, that's where, remember this like Sandro jacket I think I told everyone I was just walking through the Bay and I just picked up this Sandro jacket that was, no, it wasn't Sandro. It was.
No, it was Sandro.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Sandro. There was like
Reese.
A Sandro
it was
bag.
Reese.
Oh,
it was
Reese,
Reese,
that's right. Yes.
But still, yeah, Sandro was, yeah, and that big, that jacket was.
You were sending me Sandro pieces at that time, too.
Yeah.
You were having a real day at the Bay that day.
I was.
Everything was fitting, and you were like, I think you wanted me to stop you. Or
I did.
Cajole, like, make you.
But you're the wrong
you
person.
No, I don't know exactly what it was.
I just needed validation.
Yes.
And you're always going to give that to me. Yeah, I really like those structured shopper totes that are out right now. That's
yes.
what I was showing you.
Yeah.
And Houndstooth. I have loved Houndstooth my whole life.
And it's truly
back.
You know what?
It
that
is back.
I think you can get buy a good piece of Houndstooth
yes.
at any time, and that trend will cycle back
mm-hmm.
every 5 to 7 years.
Totally.
So you can truly get a lot of life. And why should you care about the trend if you love a houndstooth? Like, that's a classic fabric.
Just get
but
a houndstooth if, jacket and
yeah,
you'll be able
like,
to wear that
you'll
forever.
Be fine. You'll be wearing that forever.
Yeah.
But if you're concerned about trends,
yeah.
you will be able to cycle through and like bring
totally.
It out. You know, if it's a good quality piece.
Oh, yeah. Even if, like, honestly, like, I don't even think you need to go that crazy with them. Like, just a well-made sort of.
Something well-made that fits you
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that fits you and well. And you just take care of your stuff. One of our friends is really good at taking care of her stuff. She's had stuff forever. Our friend Katie is really good at taking care of her stuff. And I think that I've gleaned inspiration. Gleamed?
Yeah.
Taken?
Gleaned.
Inspiration from her.
Yeah.
And from
yeah.
that, because it's huge.
Well, here's something that I think, like, I always professionally clean pieces I love, even if they're a cheap piece.
Yes.
Like, go get it professionally clean. Don't just because it's cheap or you got it. Like, I have, you know, this beige cashmere v-neck I have that's from Gap. And
yes.
But it's a collaboration with Emmy.
Oh, that's right.
You know, it was cheap. It was like $70, but it's beautiful cashmere. And I think I'm going to respect this. And it's lasted me years.
And that's
so go.
What you have to do.
Take care of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's like. If you think it's throwaway fashion and you treat it like that, you'll have to throw it away.
And then you'll have to replace stuff and then you'll spend money. You'll spend your budget for of money, like your budget for shopping clothes
exactly,
and replacing
to replace
stuff season
your
to season.
Mistakes of like taking
yeah.
care of things, right? And I asked a good friend of mine about, she's really into sustainable fashion. And I was like, how do I do that? Like, what does it mean? Like, where do I shop? Like, what do I do? And she's like, don't throw away your clothes. Even if it's not organic or sustainably sourced, sustainability is holding on to it and taking care of it, using it,
interesting.
Truly wearing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's sustainable.
Yeah. interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of thing, and then consigning and going to consignment, like there's lots of ways to kind of do that too. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's funny. We've kind of emerged with like some fall goals, stock of what we have, taking care of your stuff, like investing in accessories, or just not even, just the bags, the coats. This is the season of accessories.
I have a few. Oh,
I was going to say, and I can't believe we even touched on this. Ricky bought the ultimate accessory.
Oh my God.
I didn't say that word. Too many old fashions.
Yeah. Ooh.
The ultimate accessory. Hello.
My God, Sarah, this is good. It's so good. I bought a brand new 2023 Volvo.
Oh, it's V60. So good.
Like it's a grandpa car, but like it's for the modern age, it is the
coastal,
best.
I mean, coastal grandmother was a trend this year. So basically you've just done that.
That's what I just did. I'm on trend with it. It's like this sleek station wagon with like tons of power, and like it's so nice, and it's like a cocoon when you're driving
it.
It's
beautiful.
Like so elegant. You know, it's hard to find your identity in a car.
Yeah.
And I think for me, like that's a hard part of my car shopping.
Yes.
Like you know what? I used to have a Golf GTI, right?
I remember.
And at that time I was like, that was my identity. Peppy, around town, everything, like really like zippy and like, you know, doing all this. Great. And then we got an Audi in Scottsdale. That felt right too.
Yeah.
That was a great car.
It was kind of like bougie upgrade.
It was bougie upgrade, like, but it wasn't quite like breaking the bank, right? Like a Q3. Like it wasn't breaking the bank, but it was bougie and it felt luxury. But right now in the time of my life, I'm like, I'm buying this car. Great. Sure, I can afford it, but I want to drive this car until gas cars are not even on the road, right? Like I'm going to drive it out into the sunset one day and my electric car will be at home and like whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a hybrid and everything. So I'm very happy with that.
It's beautiful. And now I've been on the hunt for a new car because my personality, with my Jeep, it's like a little banged up, a little rough.
Well, and you want a car with a stance.
Yeah,
I want a little bit of intimidation. Like you want a bit of intimidation on the road, so that's your Jeep. But what's the next iteration of
that? I feel like this might be a Volvo family. Like we were joking. Like imagine us in our matching Volvos. Like Sarah? Excuse me. Like we are the ultimate power couple is coming back this fall. Get ready, Calgary, because we're gonna terrorize your establishments. If we're coming for your business.
Up for our walk in a Volvo too. I'm gonna just jump for joy because I have to say the experience is so good.
It's really
minimal and sleek and elegant, and it's like everything you want, nothing that you don't want. There you go.
I know.
There you go.
Yeah, so that'll be another saga,
a car saga.
I feel like with like all things, this whole fall, you guys are going to be subjected to just like my endless sagas of like, do I buy this? Do I want this? Do I need this? Am I going to do this? Like, you know me, it's going to take me, I will do things super impulsively. I will underthink most things and then I will overthink other things in a crazy way.
Underthink and overspend.
That should be the name of my memoir.
That is it.
Underthinking t-shirt and overspending.
You know, so I think it could be super nauseating, but let me do a reality check for everyone. Okay. Are you not here for escapism? And don't you want a dream? Do you have a Pinterest boards of things that you want?
Yes.
Like if that's you, that's
we're here for you this
We're
fall.
We're here for you this fall, and this is no judgment zone.
Yes.
You know?
No, totally. Totally. And we're back, so we want to know what you guys want to talk about. Thank you, Victoria. Yes. We're going to go on a bit of a deeper dive
about leather jackets. We're going to try stuff on.
We're going to go do it. We want to know.
Yeah. We're going to give you some bring a solid
golf,
options.
A golf guide? No, we're going to do a gift
Never.
Guide.
Oh, gift guide.
Never.
Our gift guide? Never a golf guide, but a gift guide? Mm-hmm. I think we hit our first one out of the park.
I think so. We're going to bring it back.
We're going to bring it back.
It's going to be so good.
We're even thinking, guys, we might even venture forth with other endeavors.
We have some ideas. Always scheming. We're scheming on those walks. Ricky and I have this thing now, like, also depending on our mood, there's 3 coffee shops on the Strip in Mission. And depending on our moods, we go to the different, like, sometimes Ricky will be in the Starbucks, and then I want Film Sebastian, or sometimes I want Boulangerie. Like, it honestly depends on our mood, our vibe. Yeah. Like, we're in different coffee shops.
It's exactly what it is. Like, it's like a la carte life. Like, let's choose what we want.
Oh, okay. Also, one other thing I want to share with this our listeners, because I feel like they would love to know this information. So I recently decided to switch over to just like drip coffee, and it has been a revelation.
It's a joy.
Also, it's a true joy. I've been one of those people that's like, oh, I can't have dairy, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I just sucked it up and started putting cream in my coffee. Okay, first of all, coffee creamers that are non-dairy, I don't care what anyone tries to say to you, they are absolute shit compared to real cream. You are lying to yourself.
You can taste the terroir of you can the taste grasslands. It's gums and weird, it's not nice. It's not nice. You're fooling yourself.
Yes.
If you think a soy latte tastes good, then you're lying.
Okay, I do love a soy latte.
It's because you're conditioned by the millennials.
No, I mean more just like a black coffee with like a creamer in it. You have to put real cream in it. And I have switched to this and I am the best version of myself. Like we spent 10 minutes talking about my new coffee order and the new personality
and
that
I was
invokes
like,
with this.
So giddy and full of joy because so you know what it is? You are so much more like agile in the world if you drink drip coffee.
Yes, like when you're on trips and you're on vacation. And this actually all started. I was in Palm Springs with my friend Lana, and the little coffee bar at the Ace Hotel, it was like a 45-minute fiasco every morning, like everything at the Ace Hotel was. But you better believe I will be back there every spring because I love the fiasco.
Absolutely.
Ricky and I are going to go.
We're going to go.
But I was like, I don't have time for this. So I'm just going to get my drip coffee and you know, you don't have time to be fussy. There's cream on the bar. Give me a draft coffee. Let's get going. I was in Vegas for work a few weeks ago. Same thing. Not spending $7 on a latte in a Vegas hotel. Thank you so much. But I will spend $5.
And I will say, like, I've transitioned into black. So I'm even more agile. Like, I will
even
drink a
bougie
black coffee. You know what I mean? I'm like hardened and jaded. But cream is smart. You could go anywhere. Put a drop of some good cream in your coffee and it's suddenly great.
It's just great. It tastes like it's fine.
Good.
It brings
you
back to baseline.
It could be 4 hours old on a burner. You put some cream in there and it's a dessert. It's you're living life.
Yeah. So honestly, I think this is part of my new personality as I move into the fall. So, right before your eyes, I'm transitioning into an adult, into a new person.
Oh my God. Like Volvo with a black, with a drip coffee.
Yeah. And some real cream. I'm not afraid
of
dairy anymore.
Are you
going
to just go pick up some kids from school that you
just
don't know
find
even?
Kids.
Are you going to just volunteer now? I love it. Are you going to put on like the most bougie, Prada boots and stuff and pick kids up from
pointy leather boots.
What's the fancy school? You're like, pretend you're a mom for an hour and my kids didn't show up. I don't know where they are. They must be at someone, a rich person.
Oh my God, the Real Housewives of Calgary, basically. No.
Okay, I have a bit of housekeeping too.
Okay, housekeeping.
And this is also really important for our listeners to know. I was pleasantly surprised by the new array of IKEA candles.
What?
Can I tell you that they
first
are
of all,
excellent?
This is real life. I've never heard, he's never mentioned this to me. He's held this back from me to tell me this.
I just showed you my candle collection.
He has a Aveda. Did you know that Aveda makes a candle based off of the shampoo? And he has two of them.
I have two of them. I had a third that I just burnt.
Of course.
I had four at one time. So,
oh my God. Okay, what's the vibe? Like, what's going on? Are they in cool canisters?
So
they smell
all
good?
They have different versions of it. Like they have a 40-hour burn. They have a 20-hour whatever, tea lights of everything. It's of course really democratic style. Like it's not fancy.
Yeah.
They're not the nicer ones that they have in ceramics.
Yeah. Okay.
But they have ones based on mood. Like one will be white and bright Scandinavian and it's white flowers and musks and wood. And then one's a nesting and stuff. Like it's firewood and stuff. And one's green cut grass with something really good.
Okay.
I'm telling you, usually I want to believe in IKEA candles more than I can.
Totally.
Like this basic strawberry one or the vanilla that everyone gets. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's serviceable. But these ones were complex and nice.
Okay.
And $4 for a 40-hour burn.
Obsessed with
which
that.
Which is pretty good. You know what I mean? Like especially in a small space where it can cast its scent in an office or something would be perfect.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm just saying,
okay,
go get them while they last. Aveda Perfume. Like what's the that? The Champure?
Yeah.
So now they have a limited edition body spray. I love this scent so much that I do want to wear it. I'm always wondered, why doesn't Aveda make the Champure scent in a body spray? Or
yeah,
you know?
Most hair. I mean, most of the hair salon, like Balmain, does like way like OUA, like those yeah. big ones that we were smelling in
right. Arizona. Yes, like, yes, that's right. Like Orbe does them
yeah.
and everything. Yeah. Like everyone has them. R&Co has them. I yeah. have one of theirs. And yeah, and they're doing a limited edition. Everyone go buy.
Okay. Good to know.
That's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, those are two.
I wrote them down. Those are public service alerts.
Okay. Other public service alert. I think we told you about this, but going back to our just like very complicated relationship with the Bay. And I know
if anyone's ever praised the Bay and chastised them more on a podcast, I would love to find them. I would love to see if the Bay has any type of monitoring software media for podcasts. Yeah. I am loathe to know what they think.
I
of us.
Know. Well, so
but I love them. I want to love them more than anything.
I know. Okay, and I'm back on my complicated bullshit with them. And now I think I love them again. So, okay, they've had mango. So they've been carrying mango. Yep. I've been hitting it at Mango. I got 3 dresses. I've gotten like an overcoat. Yeah. Well, so they're filling in the Topshop spaces
yes.
with mangoes. The only problem is like, it's very like warehousey still. It's like Topshop just moved out and Topshop's aesthetic was like very dark and like,
oh,
and
then they kind really of the mango plumped mango in there. Yeah.
So I'm hoping they're going to, cause remember we read that article that it's coming. So I'm hoping that they're going to like renovate the stores and actually make room for mango.
Yeah.
But I've been finding some sweet deals in, and like, you know, the Bay will always do like flash sales, 20% off and stuff. The thing is about this mango, I will warn you, the sizing is wild. Like you think you don't, I've had to return everything. You have to go in and you have to try things on, unfortunately. I cannot warn you enough. It is just so wild, their sizing. It's just crazy. So, and actually though, if you are insisting on buying something, go smaller than you think it is, because for some reason there's something off about the sizing, and I think I'm ordering my right size and it's huge. So you have to go smaller than you think you are. Yeah. But then honestly, I might say this to you and then next week everything could be
tiny. And then everything's
tiny.
Different.
So I don't know what to tell you.
I mean,
but
Mango is a big company.
Yes.
In Europe. And like, I'm sure that it's made in many places and maybe it's not quite translated the same way, like the patterns and stuff like that. So
something's going on there.
Who knows what's going on. Yeah.
But I have spent so much money at the Bay. In the last, like most of this money has been spent on the Bay. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like all those things I'm like the dresses, the leather shorts, that coat. I got a pair of Sam Edelman loafers, the big chunky
chunky loafer.
I just got them in one of my latest hauls. They were originally $250 loafers. I got them for $150 because there was sales stacked on a sale.
Honestly, God, like sales it's at wild. The Bay. I don't even know how.
I don't know what they're doing. It's crazy. So
I don't know. So you have to. You have to be there. You have to go down. You have to look around.
I'm loyal to the Bay again. But you've got to get your butt into that store. You have to go there.
Okay, last service announcement.
Okay.
Is that, you know how I love Sandro, but the Bay was the only place that sold Sandro?
Well, and they only carry women's.
Women's.
Right?
No, they carry men's, but they don't have it online.
That's right.
Sandro just launched their full Canadian e-commerce site.
Finally.
100% of their lines are available in Canadian dollars, free shipping.
Finally.
Full Canadian site with wild sales too. They do the full like take an extra 50% off the sale price at the end of the season. And this is the time to buy because some of it's drastically reduced. Like if you have your eyes on a good Sandro piece, wait for those sales and it's like worth it.
Yeah.
I have to say it's worth it. It's really beautiful.
Because stuff doesn't go out of season by the, like, they're more classic
stuff.
Not too
bad. Like it's not too bad. And some of their stuff is kind of resort style. Like, they'll have winter stuff that is, like, warm weather.
Yeah.
So you never know. Like, you could find some stuff for summer, like, on those crazy sales. So anyway, that's my last
one. Oh, my gosh. No, I love that.
Okay.
You know, I know that we take ourselves, like, very seriously, but, like, not seriously. But I also do think that we think we're doing the Lord's work.
I know, because sometimes when we talk about ideas for the podcast, there's like a certain hush in the room and like a real reverence.
It's really dark in here right now. We're drinking cocktails and we're like, we have to tell the people about the things that we know and we see. But
yeah, exactly. I'm like, Sarah, I need to footnote this for the podcast. I'm like, why don't you tell? Sometimes we'll withhold information from each other so we can reveal it on a podcast to shock each other.
I'm going
to
buy a car and not tell you. I'm going to tell you lies.
And show me the orange keychain.
I'm going to put some keys on the table.
Yes. Please do it. Please do it, Sarah.
Oh, gosh.
I'm so happy if we were in tandem. Okay. Let's summarize by one mantra for the fall.
Okay.
What's your guiding principle?
My guiding principle is more is more, baby.
Doesn't feel like it laddered up to our talk, but okay.
Said what came to me. Okay, and that's
mine is
what spoke to me.
Think less, spend more.
Think less, spend more. That has to be the name of this episode.
Okay.
God, I've missed you. I've missed all of you too.
Please start re-engaging with us.
Yes,
we love it so
back.
Much.
We won't abandon you again.
We will never
abandon
you.
Well, we probably will. We will
when times get really good. You know what I mean? Like we're just living our best life in summer or going on vacation, but we're back.
We're back for a while.
Okay.
We're back for a while. Sporadically, but we're back. We've missed you. We do love you. And so just live by our words. That's the vibes of fall. Think less, spend more, and more is more.
And what else do we need to tell you?
I don't know.
Happy shopping.
Bye.